Hey, what's up there, Toku Tribe? It's your favorite duo, Jeff and Ross here, and we've got something epic to share with you.
That's right, folks. Get ready to dive deep into the world of tokusatsu with our fan-fueled podcast.
Join us on Discord, it's Henshin Time.
TikTok at HenshinTime75.
Our Instagram, _HenshinTime_, and
Facebook, it's Henshin Time for all the toku talk you can handle.
Welcome back to another episode of Henshin Time. I'm Jeff.
I'm Ross, and today we are talking about Kamen Rider Geats, Four Aces, and the Black Fox. Jeff got the chance to finally watch it.
Finally, yeah.
After dozing off.
I'll admit, it was good. I liked it a lot. Being someone who's not as much of a Kamen Rider fan, mm-hmm. right? Definitely an introduction, or is a nice introduction into, I guess, the Geats world, because I haven't finished Geats. Like, I watched the first episode and I was like,
It's a chunky one. But for the placement on this, it takes place between the film takes official take place is after the final episode and final stage. And Gotchard's appearance in the film takes place after episode 4 of Gotchard. So it's...
But we still never saw...
It's post-Geats, but post-4, or pre-4 of Gotchard.
Because
You see Gotchard hand off a magical card, or a blank Kimmy card.
Right.
To the old man Owl Rider. And... Kemi's form is still one we have not seen of a pirate ship.
Yeah, with a cannon on the back, but that was Steamliner for sure. Like,
maybe it was.
I don't know. Pilot, I don't know.
Pilots and.
I thought that was Steamliner. I don't know.
So it's like a pirate steamboat or something. But for the synopsis, in case you all want to know what the heck that is all about, has the world suddenly split into four? Kiwa Sakurai, Neon Kurama, Mashinaga, Azuma, and Sumire are flung into different worlds, and for some reason a different ace exists in each of the four worlds. The cause seems to be from the World Doomsday Game, started by the staff from the future. They're not really staff, but okay. In light of the crisis, the mysterious ex-Geats appears. Just what will happen to Ace and his friends? There's some pieces that kind of need to fill in. Okay, so Geats gets split from his, was it level 9 form, or his Ninetales final form?
Yeah, so he was in Ninetales final form, and he was basically destroying everything.
The Jawatha tree.
Yeah, yeah. And he kicks it, and as he kicks it, that's when these two, what was it, Mama and...
Mello? I think it's Mello and Mello.
Mella and Mello.
They had a weird name that sounded familiar.
Mello does this thing where he like hits a button,
mm-hmm.
and it pauses the world, and like everyone else is paused.
But the writers.
And they're like, huh? And Geats is just floating in midair, like mid-destruction of this tree. And he's like, And all you see is like a phase shift, and it shifts into four different worlds that hangs above.
Yeah.
A reality string of some type?
I think it was like a doomsday, like future, like where they were.
Okay.
It was weird.
It was interesting. There was no real context to it. Like, if you haven't seen the show, there's no real context. So, yeah. Like, for someone like me, I was like, okay, that's interesting.
I think this was supposed to be like, hey, Gotchard's coming, and it was another movie merchandise
type. Well, it was a feature to... It's like Revice, the episode, mm-hmm. like the movie with Revice.
Yeah, but they tease the next writer.
Yeah, and that was towards the end.
Yeah.
And that's basically what happened. This movie was pretty great. I actually really, really liked it. Interesting enough, I really like Cross X Geats' suit. Like,
yeah,
the black X-Geats. With, like, the neon...
It's like blue.
Blue?
It's like, aqua, it's like blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, it did fit kind of like it was like the black Geats, and
it didn't fit his character. I will say that.
No, it did not. He seemed like he should have been more in Geats than Gotchard than Geats.
Yes,
because he was, or actually rather, Saber. Like, he would have fit with like the narrator.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I forgot the narrator's name.
I don't remember. But he does. If you ever seen Blue Exorcist, he reminds me of Mephistos.
Mephistopheles.
Well, his nickname was Mephistos, but yes, his name is Mephistopheles. And he reminds me so much of him because he's very animated. And they're doing like this, like how podcasters do, or like people that are filming themselves for YouTube.
The streamers.
Yeah, streamers. And they're holding this like phone up to their face and like, hey, you see that? You guys like that? Now, I'm like thinking like, is he talking to the people of the future or other deities?
I think he's talking to everyone. Like everyone, universally.
Okay.
Universal.
But okay, sure, why not?
YouTube.
I don't think there's such thing, but sure, why not?
Easiest way to explain it.
Yeah, so he does the... Apparently this is a game, which...
Yeah, he's kind of the destroyer of worlds.
I didn't think it was a game.
It didn't
because
seem
if
like
you
one.
Defeat the if you defeat him, the world turns back. Is the basic premise because they reset the world
usually.
That's
after every battle.
After every battle or game, at the end of the game, the world resets. I will say, Kamen Rider Gotchar, when he comes in and he picks up, I'm just going to call him Gramps because basically his fighting style is grandpa style. He hurt his back, and all you see is Hopper, like, basically kicking the villains, come in and kick the villains.
Kamen Rider Lopo, because I think he was an owl?
Yeah, he was.
Or some kind of, like...
He's an owl.
Fox, maybe?
He's an owl.
Something of the two.
He's an owl. There's only one fox.
Well, or woodland creature, because he looked like he could have been, like, a like tanuki tycoon with little cat ears.
Just saying, it's an owl. It's an owl.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably that's it not is. Even him. Now, Kamen Rider.
That was him.
Kello.
Kello.
He's in a movie exclusive.
Is he an exclusive?
Because I don't remember him being in the show. I mean, they probably had his icon on the screen. But.
Either way. Yeah, so Geats gets separated into to four different personalities. Basically, his four personalities. And they say their... Mello and Milo say their premise of doing what they're doing is to collect rare items or rare things.
Rare treasures. Which is Ace.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
he's the
so,
demon.
Like, you have Ace that's lucky, right? Ace that's super strong but is just an absolute idiot. And then you have Ace with a lot of intelligence. Then you have just, which what seems to be, they call it Ocarina Ace.
Because he's just then playing the Ocarina.
Yeah, he's just on a swing playing his Ocarina. And
he's just chilling out.
But it turns out that he's actually the heart Ace, which is the most important one, apparently. And as Mello was sending out the monster to collect the other Aces, I don't remember, did he put them in cards? Or no, that's how he made the Geats X.
Gotchard handed the old man the card and he...
No. I'm talking about the other Aces.
Oh, he collected their spirits, like, energy or, like, tokens.
Okay.
And then fused them into...
The belt.
Basically, ex-Geats buckle.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's complicated. I mean, it was pretty cool, because, I mean, like, we were saying, it's black and indigo. It's black and blue.
Yeah. But I think what's really cool is the fact that when Gotchard came in, he gave... Old Gramps the card, and he's like, as Gotchard's fighting, and you're like, wait. And currently in the show, he's not really seen to using alchemy.
Yeah, and this one he seemed like he was on point
with alchemy. Yeah. Like had it down, which is confusing because we haven't seen him do any of that stuff. Because he runs up along a wall and is like, he yells at them and says, from everything is born from the one, or from from the one everything is born.
Yeah, which is something the signature phrase for the movie.
Right. And so, like, but when he's doing that, he runs up on the wall, and, like, these metal things come off the wall. Pipes. And they, yeah. Well, they weren't pipes. They were more like steel columns.
Yeah.
They come wrapping around the villains and, like, the little henchmen. Then he, like, he slams his hand on the floor, and it turns basically into liquid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, huh? That's not the right Gotchard. Is that? Are we sure that's the same Gotchard we've been seeing?
I think we need
to. Is this future Gotchard?
It would have been cool if they would have done like a shown like a it's burning Gotchard, and then everybody go, "What the hell is this?
What the flip?" Because just like, and when you're watching the show, you're like, "Bro, when are we gonna see this?"
It would have been good hype.
Fair, and maybe we could have got like a point where he goes away.
Mm-hmm. Well, he disappeared in the middle of the movie, and then it's like.
Well, I'm saying in the TV show, if it was like future.
All Terminator type of deal.
He could have been like at a certain point in the series, like maybe 10 more episodes in the future. Like there's an episode where he's gone for a whole episode and it centers around just Spanner or someone else.
Yeah.
And then like it turns out he went to this alternate world where Geets is there. But yeah, he hands him that card and you don't really... It's a blank card. You don't really understand what the point is until towards the end. So, like, the destruction happens on the world, right? Cross-X Geets, like, destroys people, like, kills the whole world. And his friends are protecting him. And he's saying, the only one that's going to survive, and that's when he splashes or does his ride finisher, which destroys their planet. But all his friends... are like, Geets is going to be the last, like, the one to
win.
He's
the one that's going to do it.
He's the one.
Yeah.
Ace. They say Ace or Geets. And it's super cool because they're sitting there protecting him. And while Geets is looking up, because he has no intelligence to outsmart the enemy. He has no luck to find victory because that was kind of the trope, right? He was smart enough, like a nine-tailed fox. He had the luck of a nine-tailed fox and he had the, strength of a nine-tailed fox. And so he doesn't have any of that, but he still has the heart.
Yeah, he has the fighting spirit.
Yeah. And so regardless, he's like still coming at this guy. And his friends are basically going to be the strength, the strength, the intelligence, and the luck for him. So as they're guarding him, he gets shifted into like that future world or whatever.
He survives the explosion or the...
Somehow.
The board wipe.
Somehow, yeah. Maybe because he's still a deity in some form.
Well, they protected him from death.
But the whole world blew up. That would not have protected him. That's like saying, I stood over you during an atom bomb
explosion. It's Kamen Rider. You gotta throw caution to the wind. And plausibility will. Just throw my...
I didn't think that was the same planet, but it could have been.
It was, because they literally wiped Earth clean free.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of his friends protected him, so that way, I guess, they would boost his power, and that's when he...
But they just protected him to make him survive.
Hell, they did.
They didn't boost their power.
They made that little attachment. They formed into the oneness buckle.
They didn't form into the oneness buckle.
Yeah, they did. If you watch it, they form into... their spirit becomes part of the oneness
buckle. I thought the girl... I just watched it. She handed him, she's like, in order to defeat him, you need this. And like, it's like they died and she took their spirits and made a buckle, not them.
She pulled him just at that, right at that moment. And that buckle was there with him.
You're contradicting yourself, but it's okay.
The oneness buckle was there when he died, or didn't die, but was pulled up to the DGP. You gotta watch it.
I just watched
it. Desire Grand Prix. Whatever that platform is called. It's called the GGP because it's easier to say.
Yeah, no. So, in my interpretation, she just basically... Because the buckle wasn't them. It was the card. She created the buckle to be a part of the card, right? And so, like, she... My thought process is she or whomever... However it happened, they went into the card to save their spirit or their being. And when he put it in there in his buckle, he basically like activated a oneness form where they're all just one, which is the hint to the tagline, one is born from all, or all is born from the one.
Yeah.
Right? And so it looks really cool, though. I like it because it basically looks like his Ninetale Fox form, but like with everybody attached to it.
Well, it looked like almost like his next form from there. Like it was like his Grandmaster Ninetale form. Because he had the kind of like monk shawl. I'm probably saying it wrong. But he had like a martial arts master type look. Like you'd expect him to just kind of sit there and have his hands together.
Fair.
And then just slowly do kicks and be like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, but the fight scene was pretty cool. It was interesting because Neela gets like bored and is like, you guys are boring. Well, because she hits a button and like makes him grow. So I'm like, wait, is she the mastermind behind
it? She grabbed his combat controller and he's like, don't play with the buttons. And
it's like, a real, and that looks like a real like controller for a video game.
Yeah, it's a big controller pad.
Yeah.
Or fight pad.
But yeah, he gets really big, and when he does his finisher, it's cool too, because it's not really cool. It's funny because he does that Polish kick when you're there down on the ground, like hup, hup, hup.
And then the little kick, just like boop.
Yeah. And just punts Geats across the building.
Which is funny because if you look at where they're battling, it's been used in a lot of other Kamen Rider movies. It was in Build. It was one of the arenas that Build was fighting in.
Was it?
I think it's a theater in Japan. Like, it's one of those, like, the actual place is down on the bottom.
Oh.
That people sit up on.
I bet it's probably one of those places that Tokusatsu typically uses for, like, their live show.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's a studio that is, like, a multi-purpose studio. Right. Like, for plays and whatever.
Nice, yeah.
I just was like, why does this look familiar? Because there was a scene where I think he's going against one of the doors, and I was like, or he went up to the door to see if it would open. And didn't do anything. And I remember it from Build, because Build busted through that door to try and take out Bloodstock, whatever the heck his name was.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
hey. I don't remember Build at all.
I watched Build like twice now.
Yeah, all the way through. Like, but yeah, it's cool because when it like the smoke kind of just subdues, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of the writers are now there, like all of his friends.
We are back.
And so like they're basically his, you know, he's kind of back to one, I would say.
Yeah.
To himself.
Because after
using the card.
After the building blows up and Mello's going to jail. Mello?
Mello.
Because she hits one of those TNT type of
things. Yeah.
And their aide more or less grabs her and says, you're going to prison. Return to face your... Well, they both survive.
Yeah.
But it ends comically because I think the whole premise was Geats was always there. Like, oh, he'll solve our problems for us. Because he's a deity. He's the god, and he'll just help us solve it when we can't fight the battle. So they learned that you can't always rely on him if he's lost his powers. So
true.
You have to step up.
Yeah.
And then so they protected
like,
him.
Like, don't get comfortable in letting someone protect you.
Yes. Because sometimes you need to depend on yourself to do stuff.
Self-development, guy.
Exactly.
It's called therapy.
Yep.
But yeah, this episode, this movie was really good. It definitely makes me want to go back and watch it. But I'm going to be disappointed not seeing him already in Ninetale Fox mode. Because, like, he does, when he comes back, he does his basic form. Like, I say comes back, but like when the heart version of him comes back to battle. Because they were basically restricting him from going out there because they were like, no, you're nothing. But he was a lot of the heart, and he used his magnum form, which is really cool. I do like the belt. Makes me want, makes me hope that we get a CSM version of it.
That would be sweet because it would be a lot louder.
Yeah. And if it's a Ninetale Fox one, I would be down for that because you could just spin this giant thing. And
so what's
going
to have to happen is you're going to have to get the Rainbow Core, a Rainbow Ninetale, Rainbow Geats ID Core.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think what triggers the sounds.
Oh, okay.
Like it's like the light Gaim's thing where you need the lock.
Yeah.
For it to trigger certain stuff.
Well, the faceplate.
And the buckles. Because I've got one in my Amazon shop list. So, because you have to rev one, and then you have to click the other one for boost and magnum.
Oh, okay.
And then you have...
But his base form is Magnum, right?
Well, his go-to one is Magnum.
Okay.
Because if you look at the color scheme, it's white, orange, and black.
Yeah.
Which is his colors. They all have a set, because I think in this one, Tycoon's... He's using the ninja. He uses a ninja and the Bujin sword, but he doesn't really... I don't really see him henching much. That's pretty cool. And that's a wrap on another episode of Henching Time. We hope you enjoyed geeking out with us as much as we enjoyed geeking out with each other.
And we did. Remember, whether you're a longtime fan or a newcomer to the world of tokusatsu, there's always something new to discover and appreciate. So keep exploring, keep watching, and keep listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platforms. It helps us grow and reach more listeners and keep the conversation going.
And thanks for tuning in, and until next time, it's Henching Time!